Hello, fellow Shakespeareans. Welcome to Hallucination Station. I am your host, Carson Lagos. In this production, we have two special guests, Dr. Edu Fromm, specialist at the Neuro Research Facility in Vermont. We also have Dr. Voodoo Hoodoo of the spiritual tribe of Wakamaka. Our crew includes Reagan, Gray, Philip, and of course, myself. The Tragedy of Macbeth, a play of love, betrayal, and murder. This tale is about a husband and his loyal wife's struggle to kingsmanship. In the beginning of the book, Macbeth is the Thane of Glamis. For his hardcore wife, Macbeth murders several people, including King Duncan, two guards, his best friend Banquo, and Banquo's son. The stresses of Macbeth get too much for him. He starts to develop a case of insanity. Macbeth's main symptom of his illness is hallucinations. Some of the first cases of his illness is imagining two daggers that would eventually kill King Duncan. I would like to introduce you to our first guest, Dr. Edu Fromm, a specialist at the Neuro Research Facility in Vermont.
Thank you, Mr. Lagos. I may say how thankful and honored I am to accompany you on the topic of Macbeth. Today, I wish to speak about the multiple instances of insanity Shakespeare implemented in the character of Macbeth. As you stated, Macbeth develops a case of insanity as the play progresses. I suspect that Macbeth's insanity is a case of schizophrenia, PTSD, and bipolar depression. Each mental disorder correlates with different aspects of Macbeth's life. For example, schizophrenia, a disorder known for causing hallucinating states of psychosis, can be seen prior to Macbeth's murder of Duncan. As stated by Macbeth, "Is this a dagger which I see before me, the handle towards my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, yet I still see. I see thee still." Macbeth is hallucinating the image of a dagger. This is the probable cause of an excess of stress put on him from both his dominating wife and his own greedy mind, eager to be king and eager to kill. PTSD plays a major role in Macbeth's life only after he kills King Duncan and Banquo. Macbeth continuously recalls his murder of King Duncan, creating massive episodes of grief, regret, and terror. This can be most noticeably seen after his murder of Banquo, in which he goes as far as hallucinating the ghost of Banquo. These instances of odd behavior may all be related to bipolar depression, a disorder causing sporadic and random episodes of dramatic mood swings. These instances of odd behavior may all be related to bipolar depression, a disorder causing sporadic and random episodes of dramatic mood swings. This can explain how he may act calm in one scene and another stained with blood.
Interesting. Tell me of some of your patients.
While the majority of my patients suffer with these mental ailments, a minute amount reaches the extremes as Macbeth. While anxiety and stress are common causes, and hallucinations may occur at a common rate, no patient of mine has ever lost all sanity and sense of morale and go as far as murder. Once this point is reached, the person can now be classified as having antipersonal disorder, a trait found in sociopaths.
Now welcoming Dr. Voodoo Hoodoo of the Oaxaca tribe in Jamaica.
Thank you for having me.
So do you have experience with hallucinations?
Yes, I've had very many people come to me in the past asking for help or advice.
Were you able to help?
With the help of Shishash, the great elephant deity, he let me experience hallucinations.
Do you go through these experiences often?
Yes. That's the best way to study something, firsthand. Macbeth has these hallucinations because he doesn't know his inner soul. Before Macbeth did the unspeakable acts, he should have prepared his spirit for the devastating effects he would have. The gods are tormenting Macbeth because Macbeth was never sure about anything. Every move he makes, he contradicts his past views.
Wow. Thanks, Your Majesty, for your insight on Macbeth's hallucinations.
You are very welcome, my sir. It was my pleasure.
Well, today we discussed Macbeth's cause and effects of his hallucinations. We had two special guests with two different perspectives. We learned why Macbeth's craving for kingsmanship got the best of him. These hallucinations got himself into lots of trouble. For example, when he was having the dinner with all the king's men, he hallucinated Banquo, and one of the king's men was like, "What, my good lord?" And that was in scene 3, act 4, line 49. In the next episode, we will discuss more in detail the kinsmanship between Macbeth and Lady Macbeth. Don't just have a great night, have an American night.